USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As social media and its impacts on American teens is getting a lot of attention from lawmakers lately, Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar says today the U.S. does need legal reforms when it comes to those companies.
Privacy legislation. We're one of the few countries that doesn't have a federal privacy policy that fits the sophistication of these tech companies.
On CNN's State of the Union, Klobuchar also suggested that breaking up Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp would be good for the market and help make it more competitive. Also on State of the Union, Facebook VP Nick Clegg said the company's working on several things that would make Facebook and Instagram a better place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and what we can do is change our product, which is exactly what we're doing.
Clegg says they'll soon roll out a feature that pushes kids away from harmful topics. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
It's a bad weekend for air travel in the United States. Hundreds of flights have been affected by air traffic control issues as well as bad weather. FlightAware says by midday Sunday, nearly 800 flights had been canceled. Another 900 were delayed across the country. Many Americans still trying to decide what to do this Halloween, especially when it comes to the kids. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says that it's an important time of year for kids to go out and have fun.
You're outdoors for the most part, at least when my children were out there doing trick-or-treating, and enjoy it.
Fauci saying people should still be extra careful with indoor celebrating, and overall he reported that families can feel safe in part because the U.S. cases have been on the decline, especially among those who are vaccinated. A fuel shortage affecting power generation means most of Lebanon's in the dark now and maybe for days, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Boston Marathon coming up tomorrow. The 125th Marathon was postponed last year because of the pandemic. This year will also be the first time that 26-mile race is held in the fall rather than spring. It was pushed from April because, again, of coronavirus restrictions. Usually about 30,000 people take part in this race, but this year there will be about 20,000, and officials say they'll have rolling start times to keep the runners at somewhat of a social distance. Four states are teaming up to share gun crime data, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
New York and three other states signed a pact this week to share information on guns used in crimes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and three other Democrats, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, and New Jersey's Phil Murphy on Thursday announced the agreement, which says that gun violence continues to plague communities throughout their states and the nation. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
And just like so many forms of systemic inequality, and Governor Hochul, you said this very well, interpersonal gun violence disproportionately affects people in communities of color. In 2020, 67.5% of gun homicide victims in Pennsylvania were black, even though black Pennsylvanians make up just 12% of the population.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.